And welcome to Yoga Business Bootcamp, where yoga meets business. My name is Amanda Kingsmith, and I am going to be your host throughout this podcast series. I am so excited to take you through a series of conversations around best practices for your yoga business. And at the end of each episode, I hope that you leave feeling educated and ready to elevate your yoga business. Now, on to the episode. Hey everyone, and welcome back for another episode of Yoga Business Bootcamp. My name is Amanda, and I'm going to be your host for this episode. And on this episode of the podcast, we're talking about selling yourself. And this is a topic that I feel like a lot of people resist. And the first thing I want to cover around selling yourself is why it doesn't need to be this icky, uncomfortable sort of thing. The impression that I get when it comes to talking about selling yourself is that people immediately think of the greasy car salesman. We can all imagine it in our minds. We can imagine them talking to us, trying to upsell us on the leather seats and the sunroof. And we don't want to be like that. We got into teaching yoga because we love it, and it's because it's our passion, and we don't want to think about ourselves as upselling. Oh, come to my workshop, come to this. But we are selling constantly, and that's the thing that I think it's important to remember. Everything you do, the things you wear, the things you talk about, even having a public yoga class is selling yourself in a way, because you're putting what you do out there for somebody else to take in and either enjoy or not enjoy. So before we dive in a little bit deeper with that, I want to start with why sales doesn't have to be icky. And it's exactly the reason why I think a lot of people think it is icky. It's because you're passionate about it. And when you're passionate about something, that comes through in everything that you do. And then people are attracted to that. So you can sell your offerings without actually trying to upsell. You can sell yourself by not actually, you know, making yourself seem like you're selling too much. So there's a big difference between something like, you know, after class, your students come out of Shavasana and you're like, oh, and before you go, I want to tell you about my workshop coming up here, and this, I'm doing this, and the retreat I'm having. And oh, by the way, don't forget my email list. And oh, I have privates and they're super awesome. So make sure you sign up for those. That's really overwhelming and feels kind of upselly. But you could pick one thing that you're focusing on at the end of class. You could say, thank you so much for joining me today. If you enjoyed this class and you want to stay in touch, I've got a piece of paper at the front of the room that you can go. You can just put your email address in. I email about once a month. Very, very different things, but both selling. And then, you know, the next class you could talk about, you know, if you really enjoyed this practice, I've actually got a related workshop coming up. Or you could even save that for the people who approach you after, because people will, they'll come up and talk to you, they'll thank you, they'll ask you questions. And that's the time to kind of slide that in there, and it feels very different. So I hope that you can move forward not thinking about sales as such an icky, uncomfortable topic, and think about it more as you are trying to give people more of what they want. People like you. People like what you're doing. They like yoga. They want more of that really great mind-body connection in their lives, and that's amazing that you can give them that through what you offer. So shift it in your minds, and then we'll think about the different ways that we sell ourselves. So when we're going out as yoga teachers, there's selling yourself to yoga studio owners and selling yourself to your yoga students. And those are two very different things. When it comes to selling yourself to studio owners, that's really talking about your personal brand. It's the things that you offer. It's the styles that you teach. And it's being really clear on what that is. And so when you sell yourself to a studio owner, you want to be clear on what it is that you do offer and what it is that you want them to know about your teaching style and your offerings. Versus when you talk to your students, you want to be greeting them at the beginning of class. You want to be connecting with them, getting to know them, maybe giving them adjustments if it's appropriate, maybe giving them different variations. It's these ways of really subtly selling yourself. And I think that if you sit down and think about what you do, you probably already do a lot of these things. And it's like, oh, wow, I'm doing sales and I didn't even know. It's all these little things you do in class. Remembering somebody's name goes such a long way. That's a massive, massive way of inviting somebody into your life and really encouraging them to come back to your class. And so when you go out to your next class, I really want you to think about how you can sell yourself to studio owners and how you can sell yourself to your yoga students. And if you already have a job, it's probably more relevant to your students. Think about the different things that you offer, what you'd really like to be growing or promoting right now, and think about a way that you could offer that in a really authentic way that feels good to you, that feels like, oh, wow, yeah, I'm offering this instead of selling it. And in turn, you're going to be selling yourself. So the next time you think about how sales is so yucky and you don't want to be a part of it and have nothing to do with it, come back to this thought. Come back to this idea of how selling yourself is actually not icky, and it's more like being a great yoga teacher who has a great unique offering. The last thing I want to cover before we sign off is that if you don't know what your unique offering is because you're a newer teacher, that's okay. It's really important to say yes to so many different things as a new teacher, and you'll slowly find what you're good at. The things that make you different from other teachers, those are your selling points. Use them when you're talking to students, when you're talking to them about your privates, your workshops, your retreats, maybe trainings if you're at that point in your career. Use that when you're talking to new studio owners and making connections. Those things are really great for them to know, and it's a great way to sell yourself in an authentic way. So I hope that you enjoyed this short session of Yoga Business Bootcamp. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, don't hesitate to reach out to me at info@mbomyoga.com. Otherwise, I'll see you in the next section. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of the podcast. To find out more, head on over to mbomyoga.com/yoga-business-bootcamp. You can also find us on YouTube at www.mbomyoga.com/YouTube. You can join us on social media at Mastering the Business of Yoga on Facebook and Instagram. And you can join our private Facebook community called Yoga Business Badasses. As always, all links are always found on the website. Once again, thanks for joining me, and namaste.